May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 379. Come, my soul, thy suit prepare. Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray, therefore will not say thee nay. Hymn 379.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, from the prophecy of Hosea, reading from chapter 13, beginning at verse 9 to the end, and then the whole of chapter 14. The prophecy of Hosea, chapter 13, beginning to read at verse 9 to the end, and then chapter 14. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? And thy judges, of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes. I gave thee a king in mine anger, and I took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come. The wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness, and his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up. He shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword, their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Asher shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn, and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. May the Lord bless that reading of his word of truth to us each, and help us to call upon the name of the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our God, mercy. merciful, kind and gracious unto us. O Lord, do prepare our hearts once more to approach unto Thee, to venture to the throne of grace. And as we have sung together in our first hymn, to come before Thee, Lord, because Thou hast bidden us to come. And Lord, we do pray, help us to venture forth, and that, Lord, Thou wouldest hear our prayers and our petitions. But Thou hast promised, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. And this is all our plea, that precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, His merits and His person, and our acceptance at the throne of grace. Do hear us then, Lord, in our petitions as we call upon Thee. And we are thankful, Lord, for the opportunity once more to come into the means of grace, that we may once more be found at Thy feet to worship Thee. And Lord, all our needs are before Thee. We do pray, Lord, that each one of us that have come into Thy house of prayer have offered up a prayer to Thee. It may be our needs, our deep concerns, the things that trouble and try us. It may be, Lord, that we have come with a coldness upon our spirit. O Lord, do come and visit in Thy mercy. Draw our poor souls unto Thee, that we might feel our need of Thee at this time, and in particular, Lord, as we gather together around Thy word. Come to all our help. And we do pray, Lord, that those things that are before us this evening, O Lord, that they may be those things that through Thy Spirit Thou wilt apply unto us, that, O Lord, we shall this day be able to say that we have been with Jesus. Say the word only, and he shall be healed. We need Thy word, Lord, the application of it through Thy Spirit. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may be blessed, profited, brought near to Christ, feeling after him, a love for his name, a desire to be at his feet, affection in our hearts to walk in his ways, to keep his word and his sayings, and to follow hard after him. May this be our mercy. We thank thee then, Lord, that thou hast brought us thus far in our pilgrimage journey here below. Lord, who could bring us thus far but thou alone? And we do pray, Lord, that each one of us may be able to bear testimony to something that thou hast done for us. Lord, as thou hast imparted life natural to us, we think of thy word, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Thou hast renewed our strength day by day. Thou hast, Lord, blessed us in providence. Thou hast supplied all our needs. But, O Lord, we come to Thee, that Thou wilt also bless us with that strength inward, spiritual, and in our souls, that we might be helped to grow in grace and knowledge of Thee, and serve Thee all our days. We look to Thee, Lord, for these mercies. We are dependent and trusting alone in Thy name, that Thou wilt come and do it for us. We are poor and needy in and of ourselves, but do grant a living portion for each of our souls. To do us good, may a precious Christ be revealed to us, and may we be enabled to come to Thee, commit our whole cause into Thine ever merciful hands. And we do pray, help us as we journey on, that we might be helped to give Thee the preeminence in our hearts and in our lives, putting Thee first and foremost and above all things else, that we may be enabled to walk by faith, that we may be enabled to go forth in Thy name, and to consider Thee in every part and aspect of our lives, helping us to live to Thy glory and to honour Thee in respect of all our path here below. O Lord, we deem it to be a great mercy that Thou art with and in the midst of Thy people to manage for them, to be King of kings and Lord of lords, to reign here upon earth for them, and that Thou wouldest be that one to direct us and to lead us, to guide us all our journey through. O Lord, this will be our mercy, that we might be helped to commit everything concerning us into Thy hands. And so, Lord, we do thank Thee that Thou art with us and in our path and our pilgrimage journey here below. Do, Lord, subdue all sin. Let not sin have dominion over us. Let not sin reign in our hearts. Remove from us, Lord, all vanity and all evil. Thy servant Paul, such a godly and gracious man, and yet when he would do good, evil was present with him. And Lord, he wasn't able in and of himself to remove that evil. It was found in his heart. And Lord, we are brought solemnly to realize day by day those evils that still reign within us, still trouble us, still perplex us, still bring burden and sorrow after a godly sort into our souls, that when we would do good, evil is present with us. But oh, the mercy, oh, someone to turn to, someone to go to with all his trouble and all his deep need. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, my Lord. O Lord, we do thank Thee. O, for Thy mercy, for Thy continued loving kindnesses towards us, but Lord, for Thy forbearance of us, thy long suffering towards us. Or that, Lord, brought again and again to know and realize the solemn truth of that indwelling sin, and that holds us captive so many times. Oh, but Lord, do come to us. May we know what it is to be freed from that great enemy. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who has made a propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. Oh Lord, we do thank thee that where sin abounds, that thy grace doth much more abound. This is, Lord, our mercy. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt continue to show thyself in that grace towards us. Help us then to walk before thee, Lord. May we know, as we go forth in thy name, thine all-sufficient grace to keep us, to be all needful to us in the time and seasons of our afflictions and our troubles and our trials and our infirmities, sufficient grace to keep us, Lord. And Lord, we thank thee that thou dost give more grace. He giveth more grace. And Lord, there are those times when we feel to be so overwhelmed within us that there is more grace. Oh Lord, we thank thee for that unfailing grace, the all-sufficiency of thy grace, that grace that is able to uphold us, and that grace that is able to maintain our cause here below, that grace needful, and the constraining of thy love upon us. Oh, we have known and felt thy constraining love upon us, because, Lord, we would not sin and offend against thee, because, Lord, of that great love that thou didst show unto us, and in particular at Calvary. Oh, that love, Lord, that did so shine forth through all thy sufferings and death for thy people. Oh, that love that was mingled throughout all the wounds and the bruises that thou didst endure and pass through in thy body upon the cross. Love, oh Lord, love set forth and inscribed through all thy sufferings, woven through all thy sufferings. And that love to constrain our souls to thee, to hold us fast to thee, that we shall never fall, Lord, and never be left out of the secret of thy dying love to us. And as we would seek, following our worship and our praises and the sermon, that we might come to remember thee in thy love to us. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. We thank thee, Lord, that thou art the friend of sinners, the friend of publicans and sinners. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them, and is our mercy. Lord, be with us then. Draw near to us. We pray, Lord, for each that worship here, everyone. Be with them, Lord, their lives, their families. We pray for our young friends. We pray for the children. We pray for the babe in arms, Lord. We pray for each and every one. They're brought into the means of grace, that thou wilt so use the means, Lord, to lead them nearer to thee, that they might know thy salvation, Lord. Use thy word, Lord. Apply it, Lord, to their souls, that it may hold them fast, Lord, in the continuity of worship, that there might be a hope, Lord, that thou wilt show them the way of salvation in Jesus and bring them to thyself. We pray for these mercies, Lord, and we pray, Lord, that there might be an ingathering here in this thy church. Not only a spiritual prosperity, Lord, in the souls of thy people, that they might become rich in faith and in love and in worship to the Lord and in thy word of truth, but an ingathering in numbers, Lord. We prayerfully commit these things to thee, Lord, that thou wilt gather in, and in particular, Lord, this dark and evil day in which we live, that there may be, Lord, those who are brought to feel their need of Jesus and deliverance from the wrath to come. For there is a wrath to come for all sin. But what a mercy, Lord, to have a need of Jesus and want to save and to redeem. These things we commit to thine ever-merciful hands, that there may be a growth here in numbers, gathered in the remnant of God's grace. So, Lord, look down upon this little company of thy people. And, Lord, we are conscious also the stranger without. We would not forget the stranger without, Lord. We do not know whose feet thou wilt direct, Lord, perhaps into this thy house of prayer. We know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for thee. But we do not know, Lord, where thy people are, and how that thou wilt work effectually in thy providence to bring them to salvation. But, Lord, may it be through the turning in of their feet into this thy house of prayer, we pray. We pray then, be with us again. May thy gospel be proclaimed. May thy gospel have free course today. Yes, throughout this sinful nation of ours, we do thank thee, Lord, that thy servants have been raised up to preach thy faithful word. And let thy word go forth, Lord. Let it convince and convict of sin. Let it separate, we pray thee, and show mercy, Lord. And we pray then for this nation of ours, Lord. This nation of ours are an abomination unto thee. The wicked acts of men and women, their sinful course, and Lord, their great error, in that they offend against thy word, against grace and goodness, against thy holiness. And Lord, we do pray, come in thy almighty power and change hearts, Lord. Renew sinners. Raise faithful men and women up in power, we pray thee. For it is righteousness that is found in a nation, Lord, and establisheth a nation. So, Lord, do come. Thy rich mercy be with us now, Lord. Help thy servant to speak in thy name. Show him what to say, Lord. Teach him by thy Spirit. And take of the things of Jesus and show it unto us, that sower and reaper may rejoice together, that thy name shall have all the glory and the praise. We ask these mercies for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 1124. I fain would love the day of rest, would still esteem this day the best. But oft, alas, I've need to say, how barren is my soul today. Hymn 1124.
Thank you.
seeking that the Lord will help me through His Spirit to speak before you. I turn your attention to the prophecy of Hosea, chapter 14, reading from verse 9. Prophecy of Hosea, chapter 14, reading from verse 9. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them, for the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Hosea was one of the minor prophets. It is probable that the minor prophets did not hold as much content as the major prophets, but it isn't the quantity, dear friends, it is, as we may call it, the quality. That is the important truth. And though their prophecies may have been shorter, and yet in each and every prophecy, the Lord our God hath by His Spirit taken of their words, written them in the canon of Holy Writ, that it may be profitable to us, and may we be helped to take knowledge of the word that they have spoken by and through God the Holy Spirit. Hosea prophesied about the same time of Isaiah. Isaiah prophesied amongst Judah and Jerusalem. Hosea prophesied amongst the 10 tribes. We've read together of Ephraim, typifying the 10 tribes. In the words of our text, it is a solemn word, actually. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them? A question mark. Questions, and they need to be answered. They need to be answered. They need to be answered in respect of us, every one of us. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them? Perhaps is saying these things that we've read together, this prophecy, or better still, the scriptures of truth that we have, the scriptures. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them? Dear friends, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You know, the wise and the prudent, so-called, of the world know not these things. You know, the wisdom of man knoweth not God. It is the wisdom of this world, the wisdom that rolls out of a carnal nature. That is the wisdom of man. Jesus spake unto his heavenly Father, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hidden these things from the wise and the prudent, Let's reveal them unto babes. You see, the scribes and the Pharisees, or they were of the wisdom of this world, dear friends. The Lord Jesus gave them a very simple thing to do. He said to them, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. They are they that testify of me. You see, he was trying to bring them away from their own so-called knowledge and intellect. Search the scriptures. Well, that is what the words here indicate. Who is wise and should understand these things? Dear friends, very sadly, although there are one or two exceptions, they would not search the scriptures. And yet Jesus came and gave such wonderful testimony that he was the sent one, the Messiah, the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, come in our nature and into this world according to the scriptures, promised according to the scriptures. And yet they knew him not. Very sad, dear friends, very solemn. Just thinking of this word, there's a word shown to us in the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians. In the first chapter, the first epistle in verse 19, a very solemn word. He says, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. You see, it isn't that wisdom and that prudence that flows out of a carnal nature that will ever be brought to know God. No, dear friends. There is nothing in the creature, dear friends, nothing in self, nothing in our nature that will bring us to God at all. Nothing. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Dear friends, one of the great blessings that belong to the Lord's dear people is in this, that all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And who are these children? These are those babes whom the Lord Jesus spoke of. But hast revealed them unto babes. And dear friends, for the Lord, in his rich mercy, to come to us and to begin with us, he will begin, dear friends, to wean us away from ourselves, from our own hearts, from our own understanding. Because, dear friends, we will never be enabled to know the blessings of salvation. It is through the Spirit of God. When the Lord Jesus asked his disciples, but whom say ye that I am? Peter rose up very boldly, but he spake for the other disciples, and I believe that he speaks for the church today. Whom say ye that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Dear friends, what a mercy it is to be heaven taught. What a mercy it is to be brought to feel our need by God the Holy Spirit, my Father which is in heaven. It is a wonderful word that Jesus said to him, isn't it? Well, all the family of God's grace will be brought in that same way to God, taught of God. No, it isn't the wisdom of this world. And dear friends, if we have come to the Lord's house this evening holding anything in our hearts that we think will suffice us and will help us in the way of salvation, ask the Lord to wean it from you, dear friends. There is nothing in our hearts by nature. Nothing. Nothing to bring us to the Lord, but just the opposite. To leave us far from him. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them. Those, dear friends, who are taught by God the Holy Spirit. Jesus quoted those words in John chapter 6, I believe it is. He quoted those words, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. If I can just find it. I just can't find it at the moment. It's in chapter 6, John chapter 6 somewhere, but it just came into my mind. But he quoted those words. They all shall be taught of the Lord, and they shall all learn of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, you see, Jesus is God's gift to his people. And there must be that knowledge of him. There must be that knowledge of that work that he came to do. There must be that knowledge of the way of salvation. And this is the first part that I wish to speak of. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright. And the just shall walk in them, or the upright shall walk in them. The ways of the Lord are right, dear friends. He is righteous in all his ways. I'm just thinking of Psalm 145. And we have a truth there in verse 17. And it is a truth that it says, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Perfection, dear friends. The ways of the Lord are perfect, David says. And here, the Lord is righteous in all his ways. He is righteous in respect of his divine nature. He is righteous. And dear friends, remembering this, that he is our creator, we are his creatures. And he dealeth in righteousness in respect of us all. He dealeth dear friends, throughout this world and in this nation of ours, in righteousness. His counsels are throughout all the earth, and they're being fulfilled as we speak. The ways of the Lord are right. They're consistent with his divine nature, the righteousness that is with him. The sovereignty. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways not your ways. As far as the heaven is from the earth, so are my ways from your ways. Dear friends, let us ask the Lord for that true, humble submission. How that we shall be able to serve and worship him, and rightly. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. Just want to open up a way that is very important to every one of us. The most important way. I've been speaking Great Yeldon this afternoon, and salvation came into my mind to be the most important thing, the first thing, the one thing that is most needful to us, every one of us. We may be about many things here below. We may be about our families, proper and lawful things, our businesses, our workplace, all proper and lawful things for us to do here below. Many things, concerns, cares and so forth. And then this, we may have concerns about the clothes on our back, what we might eat and what we might drink. But Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Which is the most needful thing? The ways of the Lord are right. It's his salvation, dear friends, and that we bear with us a never dying and an immortal soul, which must live on forever. But dear friends, where will it live on when we come to the end of our days upon the earth? May the Lord remove from us any carelessness, any indifference, anything that may come in and hinder us, that this way of salvation should be made of little effect upon us. I use the word to come to this salvation, but first to see the solemn place and position that we're in by nature. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. You know, God cannot be blamed, can he? No, not, not, dear friends, for the state here and the condition of Israel. Why? They were given to their idols. Turn their back upon the Lord. Yes, backsliders, gone from the Lord. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. God cannot be blamed. No, never. See the fall of our first parents. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. We may look and see this as a picture. Man was so blessed in the Garden of Eden. Wonderful union, communion with God. Spake with one another, loved each other. Nothing came between. It was pure and it was holy. But God said to Adam, one thing that he should not do, just one, not to eat or partake of the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The serpent came in, dear friends, so subtle, full of craft and guile. He deceived. And they believed the serpent more than God. Man fell into ruin. Destroyed. That is the word here. Destroyed thyself. Destruction. Spiritually and eternally lost. Perished. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But in me is thine help. Oh, the condescension of God, dear friends. The condescension of the Lord here. He didn't give them up. No, he didn't forsake them. Think about this, dear friends, as we go on and on and on in our sins. There is mercy here. In me is thine help. And let us think and consider our state and condition. The word says this in verse 12. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. Do we know what that means, dear friend? The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. Concealed. Unseen. Just think of, you might put your money in your pocket. You know it's there, but it isn't seen. It's there, but it isn't seen. You might put your money in your purse. It's there, but it isn't seen. Their sin was hid, concealed. Dear friends, very solemn that, isn't it? For that sin to lay hidden and concealed. Because if it remains there, dear friends, we will be led to eternal death and destruction is the truth. I have to be faithful in preaching the gospel. The Lord Jesus never did hide sin. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. Dear friends, in me is thine help. What a mercy that is. And then in chapter 14, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity, that iniquity that's hid. They had fallen by it. because it never came to the light of their consciences. They departed from God. They backslidden from God. And their sin never troubled them, never burdened them. It was hidden. You see, it never came to the light of day. Thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Iniquity being a word to take into account the whole range of sin and transgression. Iniquity. The condescension of the Lord is here, dear friends. The ways of the Lord are right. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Do you know, dear friends, is the Lord speaking to thy soul? Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Is the Lord speaking to thy soul? Is it a message for thee? Have you come with a great need, the burden of sin? Take with you words, you see, and turn to the Lord and say unto him, we've sung together of prayer. Say unto him, come to the throne of grace. Dear friends, the ways of the Lord are right. This is the way, isn't it? The way that the Lord is showing to us. A way back to him, a returning. There is mercy, dear friends, in the words. Say unto him, speak to him, tell him, all thy heart, thy trouble, thy burden. Because, dear friends, if that sin lies concealed and hidden, oh, dear friends, it will lead us, dear friends, into the broad way of destruction. Take away all, say unto him, take away all iniquity. Go to him, dear friends. That is speaking. The Lord is speaking. Is he speaking to thy soul? Say, take away all iniquity. Or you might say, I've been praying that for years. Time and again, sin has burdened me. But dear friends, the Lord is coming here now and telling thee, say to him, take away all iniquity. Why, dear friends, it might be that set time to favour Zion, to meet thy case and need. Take away all iniquity. You know, the Lord has made a provision for all thine iniquity, and it has to be taken away. And he has made a wonderful provision whereby it may be taken away. What a mercy it is to be one confessing and repenting. What a mercy it is to be one whereby our iniquities testify against us. He hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. God the Father hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. And receive us graciously. Dear friends, the finished work of Jesus, this is the way of the Lord in salvation. It is a most perfect way. Jesus offered himself a most perfect offering and sacrifice for the sins of his people. You know, he saw of the travail of his soul and was satisfied. Why saw? He saw his seed after him, the church saved. Now in verse 4, dear friends, it says, I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Think of the cross, dear friends, the cross of Christ. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely. You know, whilst they were still backsliding, this is the condescension of the Lord. Oh, this is the richness of his mercy, his compassion. Because whilst they were backsliding, he says, I will love them freely. For mine anger is turned away from him. The wrath of God and against all sin is turned away from him. See the perfect sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, who bore all our sin away through the offering of himself at Calvary, to be found in our room and place. For mine anger is turned away from him. Now then, dear friends, this is mercy. This is the way of salvation. One thing that it will do, friends, is this. It will humble thee and bring thee to nothing in and of thyself. We will be weaned away from our own so-called intellect and head knowledge. And the Lord will teach us his way of salvation. And there will be no works of man, dear friends, nothing by our nature to corrupt and to meddle in that precious, pure and holy sacrifice of the dear Lord Jesus in the room and place of the sinner. No. Jesus freely gave himself for the sins of his people, freely and lovingly. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them, these babes in Christ that have been taught their need, and now flee to Jesus for a refuge for their souls. Briefly mention verse 7. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. Pray, dear friends, that thou wilt be found included in that number. These that dwell under his shadow This is the refuge, the hiding place. A man shall be for an hiding place. It's the refuge, dear friends, of his precious blood. That is the refuge. That is the plea for a sinner. The precious blood of Jesus. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. Beg, dear friends, that it may be thy portion. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. Those that have been brought to the Lord, these are those now who have heard and received him in the gospel by faith to be their God and Saviour and Redeemer, beholding him in their room and place for their sins and iniquities. It is by faith, dear friends. The Lord has made every provision for the salvation of his church. And none will mistake the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to God the Father, and he is the way to heaven. Jesus. For the ways of the Lord are right. He may afflict thee, and he may burden thee, and he may trouble thee. But the ways of the Lord are right. It's his great mercy, dear friends, to have our sins brought to the light of day, to the light of our consciences, to be afflicted over them, because this is the way of salvation. It is God's way. It is a perfect way. They're right ways. They're good ways. And that is what is so wrong with much religion today, dear friends. And I beg of you, this is the way. Walk ye in it. For the ways of the Lord are right. And then the just shall walk in them. Noah was a just, an upright and a perfect man. And dear friend, we will need that for the Lord our God to look upon us, to take knowledge of us, to bless us, to favour us. For we shall need that robe of Christ's righteousness adorning our naked soul, dear friends. Nothing else will do. This is where God, he looks and smiles. He reveals himself in all the blessedness of his person to the poor, needy sinner as they stand in the righteousness of Jesus. And this, dear friends, is that only way that we can please God. For without faith, dear friends, it is impossible to please him. Impossible. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. Well, dear friends, I've probably spoken a little more on this salvation than what I really intended. But let us just have a look at one or two of those ways where the just shall walk in them, because they're the Lord's ways and they're good ways. We have, dear friends, the way of his ordinances and his house of prayer, to the Lord's way, whereby we shall worship him and serve him. Dear friends, do not decline, do not fail, if it be in any way that art able to come to the Lord's house. This is that way that the Lord has ordained, whereby we shall serve him and worship him and come to his feet. It's his way, the ordinances of his house, the sanctuary, where his mercy is known and revealed to his people. This is where he looks upon us. This is where the precious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is preached into our poor souls. This is where our poor souls live and have life, and have it more abundantly, spiritually, in and through the Lord Jesus. This is that way, dear friends, that God has appointed, where we shall be blessed under his gracious promises towards us. All of his gracious promises are all yea and in him amen, Jesus, to the glory of God by us. And dear friends, there's the promise here, not only a life to live by faith upon him. This is the Lord's way, a life of faith to him and a love to him, but a life, dear friends, under his promises, and eternal life. Oh, that is before the child of God. Oh, there is a hope in the soul, dear friends, beyond the grave. The world doesn't know anything about it. Oh, but may it come into thy poor soul. May it be blessed to thee, this salvation in Jesus. And this is where the Lord meets with his people. And remember this, that when this salvation has come to thy poor soul, dear friends, walk in the ordinances that God has given to us in baptism and the Lord's table. Walk in them. The ways of the Lord are right. It's the way to follow him. It's the way to show thy faith in him. What he has done for thy soul, saved and redeemed. The ways of the Lord are right. To come into his sacred ordinances. Value them, dear friends. Continue to abide in his house of prayer. Let this be all thy hope and all thy need for thy soul. And then the scriptures of truth. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. Dear friends, to walk in the light and truth of his word. This is that way that God has shown to us, whereby we shall be able to keep his word and his commandments to us. To walk in the light and truth of them. And friends, his commandments will never be grievous to the poor soul that hangs upon Christ. Never be a burden, dear friends, to follow in the word of the Lord. Because it's the love of Christ that will constrain us to him, will hold us to his word. And this is the way of our faith. Our faith is set forth in his word. Our faith is centered in and upon that way, dear friends, that he has shown to us, whereby we shall please him and serve him, his word and his truth. Let us hold fast, and I say this word, the word of the Lord that he has given to us today, not that man has corrupted. No, dear friends, this word, by and through the providence of the Lord, and the ways of the Lord are right, he has ordered. And through translation and providence, and brought this book before us, dear friends. For the ways of the Lord are right. They're good ways. And may the Lord help us to embrace them, embrace his word, to follow him in his word. And then the ways of the Lord are right in respect of providence, and the way that the Lord will lead us and guide us through this barren wilderness here below. Dear friends, the ways of the Lord are right in connection with the life that we live here upon the earth. And friends, it begins when we are born into this world. Those that are of the child of God, even though they are born in their sins, they are preserved and they are kept. The ways of the Lord are right. He will watch over them. I just think of that truth found in Jude. And it is a good word, dear friend. And where the Lord says, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. We're preserved, friends, as we're born into this world. Then we're called. Oh, dear friends, if he intends and purposes to call us by his grace, he will preserve us and bring us to it. Providence in the hands of the Lord. And then, dear friends, he will bring us through our education. Then, friends, he will bring us into the workplace, to our vocation here below. Everything is with the Lord. The ways of the Lord, for every one of his dear people. Let us not murmur about this and complain about this. Be in the hands of the Lord. His way is perfect. And he is guiding us. May we humbly follow him in his providence. And then this truth, dear friends, we may be brought to pass through an afflictive path, a trying path, a difficult path, a hard path. David said, thou showed me hard things. Well, dear friends, pray for grace to be humbled under his mighty hand and to follow him through these afflictive times and seasons, and that the Lord will help us and support us and strengthen us and bring us through them. He has promised to do it. But let us never murmur and complain against his way. It is a good way, dear friends, and whatever the way the Lord will bring us, they're those all things that should work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Oh, dear friends, there will be our most profitable times, the ways of the Lord. Then there is the way of prayer. Let us never neglect the throne of grace, dear friends. The throne of grace has been raised up. Who for, dear friends? What has it been established for? The poor, the needy, the helpless, the weak, the insufficient, the helpless, the hopeless within and of themselves. This throne of grace, come to the Lord. Tell him everything, dear friends. Tell him all thy heart, all thy trouble, all thy sorrows, all thy needs, all thy cares. Come to him. This is the way of the Lord. And he wants thee to come to him. He wants thee to come to him. Call unto me in the day of trouble. The ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. And then we close on this point. He led them forth in a right way unto a city of habitation. That is the way for the Lord's dear people, dear friends. It isn't that way. Heaven and glory. And he led them forth in a right way, his way, a good way, even though it is a path strewn with difficulties. It leads to heaven. Paul was pressing toward the mark. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them. Lord, help us to walk in thy ways. But the transgressors shall fall therein. Dear friends, I close on this. The scribes and the Pharisees, dear friends, they turned their back upon the Lord. They despised him and rejected him. The transgressors shall fall therein. There is no way, dear friends, in this highway that the Lord has raised up for his people to pass through here below. Dear friends, it would be a burden for the transgressor to walk therein. He couldn't walk therein. There'd be no love for that way, no desire for it. They shall fall therein. The wrath of God for all sin is just punishment for sin will be brought to pass upon them. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association were £880, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ince will administer the Lord's Supper after this service. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard. Mr. Pack is expected on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day, who hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 123. Blood has a voice to pierce the skies. Revenge, the blood of Abel cries. But the dear stream, when Christ was slain, speaks peace as loud from every vein. Hymn 123.
Thank you.
may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion, God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.